You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. In January of 1976, George Moscone took office as the mayor of San Francisco, the people's mayor, he was called. His time in office was short. On November 27, 1978, he and Supervisor Harvey Milk were shot and killed in City Hall by a former supervisor, Dan White. Now, the life and legacy of the former mayor, Mayor Moscone, have been traced in a new documentary produced and released by University of the Pacific. It will air on PBS stations over the next number of weeks. Here's some of George Moscone's victory speech after winning the election. This is a clip from the documentary. It begins with narration by Peter Coyote.
Moscone knew that the African-American vote had played a key role in getting him elected.
I would be less than candid with you if I didn't say that I would not be mayor of this city but for the extraordinary, underlined, extraordinary efforts of the Baptist Ministers Union in this great city, which provided me not only with more votes than all of my competitors, but the constant spirit to win in a very difficult contest. And I shan't ever forget that.
In the studio to talk about this project, which is titled Moscone, A Legacy of Change, is Teresa Bergman, professor and chair of the Department of Communication and director of graduate studies at UOP. Professor Bergman, glad
Hi.
To have you here.
Thank you.
Congratulations, by the way, on a really remarkable film.
Oh, thank you very much. It was an honor to be able to work on it.
Mia Watts is here, too. She's an undergrad at UOP and was a pre-production researcher on this project. Hi, Mia.
Hi, good morning.
Could I start by asking you how much you did or didn't know about George Moscone before this project?
So my professor asked if I wanted to be a part of the project, and she didn't tell me who it was about yet. But later on, I found out it was George Moscone, and I said, who? You know, because people mention Harvey Milk all the time, but George Moscone kind of gets swept under the rug. And so I had no idea who he was when I started the project.
And how much was that part of the point here, Professor?
Well, it was a big part of the point initially, was to address that miss in the historical record. And it was an absolute pleasure to work with students who really did not know about George Moscone and watch them learn and see and really understand his legacy.
So before he was mayor, he was a California state senator. He was a champion of many different bills, school lunch programs, LGBT rights. He had been a supervisor. But let's go back to UOP. He has quite a history on campus.
Well, he came on a basketball scholarship, and he was quite popular. We were able to interview a couple of alumni who went to school with him, Ron Leinecke and Janet Delavan, and their stories when they spoke during their interviews, their eyes would sparkle. They knew he was a great guy as a fellow classmate and a great organizer, and they were not the least bit surprised that he went on to be elected.
Mia, we're talking about an era before your time. We're going back to the 70s. What struck you about who he was and what he was saying in his time?
Well, I was responsible for looking through his Senate bills. And so I was responsible for looking through what he either introduced on the Senate floor or he either supported. And it was kind of inspiring, but kind of frustrating at the same time that he was fighting for the same things we're kind of fighting for now, like LGBT rights and rights for diverse peoples and everything like that. And so I think it was inspiring to see what he was interested in, and I got to know him in that way, which is pretty cool.
Let's listen to another clip. You're going to hear first the voice of Susan Stryker. She's the author of Gay by the Bay, on a book about George Moscone's accomplishments and also how they've been given short shrift. The second voice you'll hear is Jonathan Moscone talking about his father.
I think George Moscone sometimes gets short shrift for his accomplishments, particularly in the LGBT community. Partly, I think, that's because of his proximity to Harvey Milk, who, you know, really has achieved a kind of iconic status as a martyr to gay rights. And in some ways, that overshadows what Moscone accomplished.
My dad was the first one to open the door. He pushed the door open, and he kept them open, and they never closed. And I think that the flow into and out of the halls of power changed so dramatically because of my dad.
The project is Moscone, A Legacy of Change. I want to talk about the schedule coming up because there are a lot of different opportunities for people to see this film. But let's start with some of what's happening in the broadcast. There have been screenings on campuses over the last week, but it will debut on KVIE.
Right. It'll be on KVIE, and it's also going to be on KQED, as well as distributed across the country on PBS stations during the month of November to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the assassinations.
How pivotal was George Moscone in the change that has continued over the decades since his assassination? How pivotal was he and his vision in the change that happened?
Oh, he was very much in the front line from the beginning. He saw the importance of coalition politics in San Francisco. He was there when district elections passed and was able to put together a coalition of people who generally weren't at the table in political discussions beforehand. And he recognized, and more than recognized, believed in the importance of having people of color, GLTBQA, women, everyone at the table, part of the discussion, at all the tables, and involved in all the discussions, a legacy that we're, as Mia said, still working on today.
Well, you too had done a project previously on Harvey Milk. And why is it, as Mia said, that people have become more familiar with Harvey Milk even than George Moscone, though many places and buildings in San Francisco are named for him?
I was really lucky to work as an intern when I was getting my master's at San Francisco State on the documentary, The Times of Harvey Milk, that went on to win an Academy Award. So that film really established and spread the word of what happened to Harvey Milk. That probably led to more notice, more understanding of his role and his iconic role in front of the gay movement at the time. Just George Moscone was part of that, and he was there, and he was his partner. Moscone supported Harvey Milk. So this is a time to recognize how important both were.
It's full of so much historical detail, old photos and video, and I think it brings to life George Moscone as a person. I have a real sense of how he was on campus, how he organized, and how people really adored him. Mia, did you experience that in many dimensions of who he was at the State Senate, too?
Right, I did. Like I mentioned, I did the Senate bills, and so he listened, you know, and he cared. It wasn't kind of like bills that you just introduced to get across. There were actually issues that people cared about at the time. And my favorite one that I came across was about like mattress safety regulations. So there's even little things like that that he cared enough to want to, you know, put forth. And he cared about people. And that was important.
So again, this film will be broadcast November 5th on KVIE. It will be on KQED. It's also going to air on KRCB in Santa Rosa, Rohnert Park. And there are complimentary pieces, artifacts, information also on campus if people are interested.
Right. On UOP website, on the library website, we have films that students in my documentary production, film production class made. So you can see their take and their approach to documenting George Moscone's contribution as well. And one of the things that I just have to add, having worked on both films on Moscone as well as Milk, is how important it is to recognize their contribution during such violent political times. They were violent then and they're violent now, and we need to recognize how important it is to stay involved.
It is interesting, isn't it, that we're talking about this film in a show that has the content and subjects that we've been talking about today. Professor Bergman, thank you so very much. I appreciate the work you've done. I want to encourage teachers to take a look at this film because I think it's a wonderful teaching tool for students of many, many ages. Yeah, thank you. Mia Watts, thank you too for your work and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And again, there's more on links at capradio.org/insight. The project is Moscone, A Legacy of Change. This is Insight on Cap Radio.